Namaskar, my name is Satyam, and today we're going to do a short sequence on yoga for back care. This sequence is appropriate for anyone in a standard level of health or who is practicing with doctor's permission. Let's begin with a short breathing sequence. Draw the hands into the lap, and you're in a comfortable seated position with the legs crisscrossed in front. If you find that the knees are riding higher than the hips, you may sit on a pillow, a rolled-up blanket, or a yoga block. Try and lengthen the spine by pressing the palms onto the knees, sitting up nice and tall. Draw the breath in and out through the nose, creating a nice sequential flow of air. Nice, even, clean respirations. If you like, you may rotate the palms facing toward the sky. As we know, yoga is a mind-body practice, and here we're just drawing a centering of the mind with each and every respiration. We're using the breath to flow in and out through the nasal passages, powered by the movement of the lower belly. As the navel point comes out, the air comes in, and as you draw the navel in, the air goes out. Just breathe for a few moments. Now we're going to make a transition in a way that's comfortable and easy for you. Simply bring yourself into a supine position across your yoga mat so you're lying flat on your back with your legs out in front and you're lying totally on your back, the palms to the sky, the hips and shoulders into the earth, legs are lengthened, everything just flat into the earth, and give yourself a moment just to rest. Watch the heels, the hips, the shoulders, the back of the head relax into the earth. Just give yourself a moment. Take a slight inhalation, and on the exhale, draw the knees over the navel, wrap the hands around the shins, and keep the head and shoulders back into the earth as you slowly orbit those knees in one direction over the navel point. Make slow, calm, gentle circles, just to relax the lower back. After you've made a few rounds in one direction, circle it the other way. Good. This loosens, relaxes the lower back, and then center the knees over the navel, keep the hands around the shins, and do a nice, easy, gentle rock and roll from left hip and left shoulder blade onto the spine to right hip and right shoulder blade. It's an inhale onto the spine and an exhale to the opposite side, and just rock and roll gently, easily from one side to the other. Take it slowly, easily. Just to massage that back, to get yourself grounded, the muscles comfortable and refreshed. Good. Center the knees over the navel, relax the soles of the feet into the earth. Draw the hands by the sides, extend one leg out, extend the other leg out, and gently inhale the right arm high to the sky and back overhead, the left arm high to the sky and back overhead. Draw the palms together, the ankles and knees together, and take a big inhalation. On your inhale, lengthen, pull the navel in and lengthen, lengthen, kick out through the heels, extend through the fingertips, engage all the muscles, and gently relax, release, that's it. On the next inhalation, draw the arms back up into the sky and exhale them by the sides, palms down, fingers to the ankles. Draw the knees up into the sky with the soles of the feet into the earth. For this practice, you're going to use your yoga block, so have your yoga block nearby. On the next inhalation, Press with the soles of the feet, raise the hips up into the sky. You want to have the knees stacked over the ankles, and you're going to place the yoga block directly underneath the tailbone. You'll notice that the yoga block has three distinct heights. You want it with the broad side down, that means in its lowest position. And just rest the tailbone onto the block. This is a supported bridge position, or supported Setu Bandhasana. Setu in Sanskrit means bridge. And what we're doing here is that we're just raising the hips, we're opening this lower spine, and we're creating space in between the vertebra. So you're just breathing easily, letting the shoulders relax. If you're feeling real comfortable at this height, you may rotate the block 1 degree so that it goes to the middle height. But you want to make sure that whatever height that you're using the block, that the tailbone is distinctly resting on that block. You don't want it underneath your lumbar region. You want it right on the very tailbone, the real base of the spine, that hard section there. And now you're just getting those hips elevated. We're opening the spine. It's a modified back bend. All sorts of expansions going on through the spine to open up that system. Remember, we live in a hunching society, and those vertebrae get condensed and the nerves get pinched, and back bends and supported back bends such as this Setu Bandhasana help to undo that process. It brings health and stability and sanctity, integrity back into the spine. Now, if you'd like, we're just going to explore a few options. Bring the ankles and knees together. Inhale the arms out to T formation. And at this point, you're welcome to be at the level of the block of your choice, whatever height you'd like with that block. There are actually three heights. So you have the arms out in T formation, and now just drop the knees to the outside. So you're now into an elevated supine bound angle, or Supta Baddha Konasana. The knees are out by the side, the feet are kind of in a diamond shape with the heels towards the tailbone. And you can slide the feet forward or out depending on the angle that's most comfortable for you. It shouldn't be too far out, but a moderate pace. And again, the whole point here is just to open that lower back. Yes, we're stretching the hips and thighs and getting some nice, good opening there, but you're just keeping the body stable on that block, nice and secure. That's it. And you're just breathing here steady. Just to explore a third option, you can inhale, draw the knees to the sky, and then slowly extend one leg and then the other leg. And you may find that this is a little bit challenging for you, depending. If so, you can always retreat back to one of the two other variations you've explored. And now on your inhale, draw the arms back overhead so the body is long and straight like an arrow. And you just have the hips elevated, resting neatly on that block. You're breathing, you're creating space. All sorts of good transformations are going on. You bring health and wealth back into your physical structure. So just continue to lengthen the inhalation, slow the exhalation. Now remember, when you practice this on your own, if you're not just doing this recorded segment, you can practice this pose by yourself on your own, and you're welcome to stay here 5, 8, 9 minutes, if that's all fine and well. Here we're going to start to release ourselves step by step. Inhale the arms high to the sky and exhale the hands by the sides. Gently draw the knees up into the air, soles of the feet touching into the earth. Press with the soles of the feet. Release the block out by the side, lower the hips to the mat, take a slight inhale, and on your exhale, pull the navel into the spine. Use that core strength, draw that navel into the spine, and pressing the spine into your yoga mat, use all your core, and gently relax, release. Take a slight inhalation, and on your exhale, draw the knees over the navel, the hands around the shins, and the head up to the knees. Squeeze and hold right into your Utsat Mudra. You're holding like a nice tight ball. It gets out all the staticity. Hold tightly, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. And inhale the arms out to T formation. Let the soles of the feet gently rest down into the earth. That's it. And just remain there for a moment. Stabilize, center. Now extend that right leg flat across the earth, and the left knee is still pointing to the sky. Simply take that left foot and place it on top of the right knee, or the thigh, wherever is comfortable. Now inhale that right arm across the torso to the outside of the left knee. Take a slight inhale, and then exhale, turn that left knee and draw it to the right side. Rotate it down. So this is your supine spine twist, or Supta Matsyendrasana. And twists are very important. They strengthen the afferent and efferent nerves along the spine. Remember, your left arm is still out at 90 degrees. You're bringing your drist, or your vision, straight to the sky or towards the left side, whatever is comfortable for you. And your left knee is gently being pulled down to the right side as you breathe. With all the twists, the breath flows neatly. It just breathes and breathes. Go on and on. Inhale that right arm back to T formation and draw the left knee to the sky. Extend that left leg all the way out and just give yourself a rest breath in between. Draw the right foot on top of the left knee. Inhale the left arm to the outside of the right knee and exhale into your twist, drawing that right knee towards the left side. The vision is either to the sky or over to the right. You're breathing steadily. This particular twist works the lower spine. Later on, we'll work on a twist known as needle pose. That'll come in a little bit, where we work on the upper spine. Inhale that left arm out to T formation, draw that right knee up to the sky, and then just extend that right leg all the way out. So you're now flat into the earth, the legs extended, arms out by the sides, lengthened in a 180 degree line, and you're just breathing, restoring, centering. Take a slight inhalation and exhale, draw the knees over the navel point. And exhale the hands by the sides, palms down, fingers away from the hips. And then push with the palms and lengthen those legs high up into the sky. The toes don't come over the eyes, rather the heels stay centered straight up over the hips. So your body's in a perfect L shape, with the legs being the vertical portion and the torso being the horizontal portion. Lengthen. Good. Just get a nice clean stretch here. We're going to exhale and push ourselves up into a seated position. We'll be in a different L shape with the legs across the floor. Good, that's it. So now you're upright. Draw the feet into a diamond shape. Draw the hands underneath the calves and take it right into your oyster pose with the head down towards the ankles, rolling the head, relaxing through all the facial features. So just to make sure you have it properly, the feet are in a diamond. The hands are coming underneath the calves and then wrapping around to the sides of the feet. And you're just dropping down, breathing. Steady. Good. You're watching all the facial features relax. You're taking it slowly, easily. And on your next inhalation, gently withdraw. Bring yourself up into a seated position. So you're back into your Sukhasana, in casual cross-legged position. And again, if your knees are riding up high, you're welcome to sit on a block or a pillow or a rolled-up towel just to raise those hips off the air and to lengthen the spine a little bit. On your next inhalation, extend the arms out in front of you and up at a 45-degree angle. So the spine is totally 90 degrees to the earth, and the arms are up, and you can open the eyes and look towards the fingertips. They're angled slightly up over the head. And we're going to twist. We're going to take the right hand to the left knee. We'll move on the exhalation. The left hand will come behind the back. So here we go. Take a big inhale. And on your exhale, right hand to left knee, left hand behind the back. Spine is tall like an arrow. And twist and look over the back shoulder. You're breathing steadily. Inhale back out of your twist, eyes to the fingertips, and this time we're going to go to the other side. Take a deep inhale, And exhale, left hand onto the right knee, twist and turn, look over the back shoulder. That means you're looking over your right shoulder, the spine is like an arrow, and you're just twisting, breathing, sanctifying. Inhale up out of your twist. Exhale the hands down just comfortably in front of you. And any way that's comfortable for you, start to rotate forward and come into table position. That means you're on all fours. Your back is now parallel to the floor, and the arms are parallel to the thighs. So you're essentially making a box with your thighs, your torso, and your arms. Hold it steady there into table position. And let's just work into cat and cow. On your exhale, pull the navel in, come into Marjoriasana or cat pose by rounding the spine, press with the arms, round the spine, pull the navel into the spine. Chin is towards the sternum. And then gently drop the navel down, inhale the eyes and chin up, keep the arms straight. Good, coming into cow posture or Bhittiyalasana. Exhale back into Marjoriasana or cat pose. Push with the palms, round that spine, stretch each and every cell. And then gently drop that navel down. Inhale, eyes and chin up. Good. And relax, even neutral position. Take a slight inhalation. Relax back to child pose. Drop the hips back onto the heels. Draw the forehead into the earth. Breathe steadily, comfortably. Just let yourself relax, getting grounded. If you need a little bit more space in child, you can always separate the knees and allow the belly to relax towards the earth. If you'd like the arms straight out in front, that's an option. Or you can draw the hands all the way back, palms to the sky, arms back past the ankles. Any way that's comfortable for you. On the next inhalation, draw yourself up into table position. Be ready with the right arm and left leg. Mentally identify those two limbs. And on your inhale, take it into balancing table. Inhale the right arm and left leg up. So the right arm comes forward, the left leg goes back, and you're holding. You're strengthening your core. You're stretching your back. Gently release back down and inhale the left arm and right leg up. Good. You're welcome to breathe in this process. And then gently release those, set yourself back into table position. Good. We're going to work into that twist that we talked about earlier, known as eye of the needle. You're keeping your left palm into the earth and rotate that right arm way up to the sky by taking it out to the side and up. So you're looking, that right arm goes stacks directly over the right shoulder so that you now have almost a 180 degree line from the right fingertip down through the left palm as best you can. You're breathing, you're looking up at that thumb. Take a deep inhalation, and on your exhale, start to rotate that right arm through and down to the earth and take it all the way to the left side, dropping your cheek and shoulder into the mat. Take that left hand up into the sky, around the back, touching to the right hip. Good. So you have your right cheek flush to the earth and the shoulder flush to the earth, and you're looking to the right side, and that right arm is piercing across to the left side of your being. Inhale that left arm high up to the sky and draw that palm back down. Withdraw the right shoulder. So now you're back into table position. And we're going to work into a slight variation here. We're going to take that left foot and exhale it to the outside of the left hand. So gently step that left foot to the outside of the left hand. That means that whole entire, the shin bone is now parallel to the left arm, and slide that right knee back. You may want a pad or folded blanket to protect your knee. Keep that left palm into the earth, and on your inhale, roll that right arm up into the sky, rotate, looking straight up to the right fingertip again. Hold, breathe, and then gently exhale back down. Now you're back into your modified lunge, your low lunge. The right leg is extended behind you. Curl those toes and bring that right knee up and thigh up and push back through the heel. Good. So you're feeling centered into the earth. The whole body squared to the earth. You got both palms and the left foot across in the front, and that right leg is way back. Keep the right palm into the earth, and if you can, Bring that left arm up and rotate to that left side, the eyes up to the left thumb. Good. You're just pressing with that right arm to support your torso. It's a nice extension twist, awakening the spine, strengthening. Breathe through that position, getting lots of oxygen and energy to the body. And exhale, gently take it back down. Soften that right knee to the earth. Bring that left foot back and drop the hips back onto the heels as you come back into child's pose. Just let yourself rest, relax, take it slowly. Inhale back up into table. Let's repeat the sequence except on the other side. Inhale that left arm way up into the sky. Follow that thumb. You're stacking the left thumb over the left shoulder. And again, it's not that you're extending through the shoulder. You're rotating the spine and the arm goes into the sky as a natural resultant. And then on your exhale, curl that left arm through the right side and drop that left cheek and shoulder to the earth. Look towards the left fingertips. Good. Get yourself seated into your position comfortably. Good. And then inhale that right arm up to the sky and around the back to the left hip. So you now have that left shoulder, cheek, and head into the earth. And you're twisting to that right side. You're breathing. You're maintaining your stance. Inhale that right arm up to the sky. Draw that palm down. Withdraw the left shoulder. Get yourself set. Take a slight inhale and exhale the right foot to the outside of the right hand. Slide the left knee back slightly. Good. Be comfortable. Make sure the right knee, this is your measuring point, the right knee should be directly over that right ankle. And on your inhale, roll that left arm high up into the sky. Twist and turn it that direction. Eyes looking straight up as best you can. These twists are so important for your spine, for your range of motion. Gently exhale that left hand back down to the earth. So you've got three points in front of you, that right foot in both the hands, and the left foot is jettisoned back. Gently curl the left toes, lift up through the knee and thigh, and take a nice high rise in that modified high lunge. Keep that left palm planted into the earth, and inhale the right arm up, and you're looking over your right shoulders. You look right up to those fingertips. Breathe. Good. You're twisting to your right side, high up into the sky. Maintain. Gently draw that right hand back down. Soften the left knee to the earth. Take it into table. Relax back to child's pose. Letting yourself be steady, calm, relaxed. When you start to feel refreshed, the brain is calm, everything is gentle and soft, inhale yourself up into table position, curl the toes underneath, and come on up into downward facing dog. Inhale the knees and exhale the hips back. Good. So you're up into an inverted V. The feet are into the earth, tailbone is up high. The arms are slightly angled forward. You're trying to create a nice line from the palms to the shoulders to the tailbone. You're lengthening the spine. There's lots of variations here. If you'd like, you can soften one knee then the other to stretch to the calves. Do what's comfortable for you. Center those hips high up into the sky by lengthening the legs. And just try and stretch that full length of the spine and back, getting each and every muscle extended. It's a full body extension. On your exhale, soften the knees to the mat. You're now into table position. Good. And then exhale the arms slightly in front. So the arms are now angled forward 45 degrees. And then gently lower the forehead into the earth. So this is known as Uttan Shishonasan. The hips are stacked directly over the knees. The forehead and nose are going softly into your yoga mat, and the arms are extended out in front. So you're just getting a gentle bend through that spine. We're just staying here, breathing. In a moment, we're going to transfer into Sphinx posture. Take a slight inhalation and exhale. Draw the hips down into the mat, lie the thighs into the earth, and prop yourself up onto the elbows. So now from the navel down to the fingertips is across the earth. Your shoulders are stacked directly over the elbows. The elbows are shoulder width apart. The palms are down. The chin is neutral. And you're just getting a very gentle, supported back bend in your Sphinx posture. On your exhale, draw the chin to the sternum to stretch to the back of the neck. Inhale the chin back to neutral position. And on the next exhalation, cross the wrist directly in front and place your forehead on top of those crisscrossed wrists to draw it into Makarasana or crocodile pose. It's a restorative position. You're just allowing yourself to release into the earth. Watch the facial features, the thighs, the knees, everything relax. On the next inhalation, extend those arms out in front, palms down, fingers extended. The arms are lengthened all the way out in front. Good, so the body's nice and long. And we're going to do a couple alternate rises, alternate limb rises. This is a variation of Shalabhasana or grasshopper pose. Mentally identify the right arm and the left leg. And on your inhale, lift that right arm and left leg up along with the head and the chin. So the head, the right arm, and left leg is up, and you're stretching and opening that whole spinal system. Good. It's an inhale up and gently exhale back down. Let's work the other diagonal. Inhale the left arm, the right leg, and the head up into the sky. Stretching and strengthening. It's particularly good for the lower back. Gently take it back down. Even if you're suffering from back spasm or cramps and it feels like you can't move, if you can do this pose, that will often relieve any tension in the muscles. Although it may feel difficult to do, it will actually bring relief. Let's do it one more time. Be ready with the right arm and left leg. Gently inhale up. Good. Remember that chin also comes up into the sky. And back down. And then inhale the left arm and right leg up. Good. The head rises once again. Good. Gently release back down. Like an angel, swing those arms all the way around back by the hips. Turn the head to one side, a side of your choice, and just relax into the earth, watching the shoulders release into the mat. Just let yourself breathe steadily. Inhale and exhale the head to the opposite side so you can turn the cheek to the other direction to stretch the neck the other way. Inhale the chin to center into the mat. Press with the knees, raise the hips, and bring the hands into a fist and place them underneath the crease where the legs meet the torso. Bring the ankles and knees together. So here we're going to do another variation of Shalabhasana. We're going to keep the chin down, the heart into the earth, the hips into the earth, and we're just going to bring the legs up. I'll let you know when. Don't bend the knees. Try and bring the legs up right at the hip joint with the legs extended. We're going to go with both legs. Here we go. On your inhale, exhale the hips into the earth, and then inhale, draw those heels up. Good. Legs extended. You're opening the lower spine. You're breathing. If you'd like, you can draw the heels out to a wide angle position and draw them higher up into the sky. Good. Hold. Do as much as you can with this. It's so good for the lower back. And draw the ankles and knees together and relax back down. That's it. Press with the knees, release the hands from underneath the hips. Draw the arms out to T formation. Give a nice embrace to Mother Earth and turn the head to one side. Just let yourself breathe and be steady in this position. Turn the head to the other side just to stretch the neck the other way. Whatever side the head is to, use the opposite arm to take it overhead. Bring that opposite arm up and rotate over. So just whatever arm's comfortable for you, just bring it overhead and use that as a transition. and take yourself all the way onto the back. Good. So now you're just flat onto the back. Center yourself on your mat wherever you need to be. You can extend one leg all the way out, the other leg out. The hands are comfortably by the sides. Inhale the arms out to T formation. Exhale the knees over the navel. Get the feet into the air. So the feet are floating in the air, the knees are over the navel. Do a gentle rock from side to side just to stretch that lower back and to massage through the glutes. Get a little bit of motion. Keep it going from side to side. And then soften the soles of the feet into the earth. Once you center the knees, soften those feet down into the earth. And now walk those feet, sidestep those feet to the wide edge. Not the distant edge, but the wide edge of your yoga mat. So the knees are up into the sky and you got that middle toe right on the edge of your mat. Keeping those feet in a wide angle stance, drop both the knees to the left side, stretch and rotate. Good, and just give way to the force of gravity. Let all the muscles relax. Good. You're following the path of least resistance. Inhale the knees up into the sky and drop those knees to the opposite side. Stretch, rotate, breathe. Draw the knees up to top center. Bring the ankles and knees together. Extend one leg out. Extend the other leg out. Good. Give yourself a moment. So you just extend it in a T formation. We're going to take it once into Utsat Mudra, and then we'll go directly into Shavasana. Take one deep inhalation, and on your exhale, knees over the navel, hands around the shins, head up to the knees. Cleanse and release any staticity. You're making a nice tight ball. Good. Releasing any stale energy, renewing yourself in all respects. And inhale the arms out to T formation. Release the hands and soles of the feet down to the earth. Extend one leg out. Extend the other leg out. And exhale the hands by the sides, 5-6 inches from the hips. And you're coming into your final resting pose, your Shavasana. You're breathing. You're relaxing. Good. Just at the beginning, work onto it from a physical stratum, just to relax all the muscles. Let gravity just pull your physical being directly into the mat. From the very bones out through all the soft tissue and muscles, you're just releasing. Good. Letting Mother Earth support your being, letting the gravity slowly, gently draw you closer to the earth. And just use your respirations, that lengthened inhalation, that slow exhalation, to draw a sense of physical calm and physical relaxation. Key in to the soles of the feet, to the palms, to the facial features. Those are big indicators as to if we have any bodily tension. Try and just relax at those points. Making sure the brow is relaxed, the tongue, the teeth, the lips, the nose, the eyes, all the facial features are soft. And from there, we're going to just backpedal in to go to that physical organ of the brain. And you can actually massage the brain just with a nice, easy breath. Just take that. Watch that happen. Watch the brain relax. When the brain calms, all sorts of good sentient reactions happen throughout the body. So just breathe comfortably, watching yourself massage that whole brain. And from there, we're going to take it a step deeper. We're going to enter that faculty of mind. On the next inhale, take it deep inside. Open up that intuitional lantern and take it into the center of the mind, that place where you feel you reside in the universe. And just breathe. Get that sanctity of mind, that sweetness, that steadiness of mind. Find the most singular point of your existence. When you can bring your mental feeling to that point, then it sets off a very, very nice, calm, quiet reaction throughout your whole being, all the layers, physical, emotional, psychic, all the realms of life. Everything just takes in a nice sense of calm, a sense of integrity, of harmony, of togetherness. Continue to breathe and take it deeper into your Shavasana experience. We have to remember that a lot of our physical ailments originate in the mind. So the mind is also a therapy for curing, for healing, for soothing, and centering that physical being. Breathe steady. Keep it going. And when you like, just relax. This podcast has been presented by Renaissance Yoga, www.renyoga.com. Namaskar.